The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another episode of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. Bellevue University is hosting a Young Nebraska Scientists Camp. I'm here to tell us about it, Dr. John Kent from Bellevue University. Dr. Kent, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, happy to be here.
Can you explain what happens at the Young Nebraska Scientists Camp?
Yeah, absolutely. We're very excited to have an in-person camp, finally, after being locked down for a long time and having a lot of online stuff going on. We're finally having an in-person summer camp going on again. And the topic of the camp is all about microbes and viruses, bacteria and viruses. So we wanted people to get interested in the whole microbial world. And, of course, we hear a lot about bad stuff with viruses and with COVID going on. But there's lots of bacteria in the environment that help us as well. And we're going to study bacteria in the environment. We're going to take samples from native prairies that we have around here. We study the bacteria. We're going to sequence them, find out what bacteria are in there and what do they do in the soils. That's the first part of the camp. In the afternoons, we will. My colleague, Dr. Moore, will look at viruses and how they work with the immune system. So campers will look at how an immune system works, how that works in real cells. What if a virus gets in there? We have ways to show this, but light to show what happens inside a cell. And then how does the immune system respond? So it's all about the small but mighty bacteria and viruses in the environment.
Oh, certainly a very timely topic for not only young minds, but old ones like mine as well. Certainly.
yeah, we thought so.
but I also see here, I mean, this is pretty amazing because with these samples and with the microbes and the viruses and the things that you're able to find out there in the environment and everything, you're running DNA sequencing. These are kids, 9th through 12th graders, who get to run DNA sequencing on the things they found. What kind of equipment do you have available for these kids to work with?
Yeah, we have our in-house DNA sequencer from Illumina. And we'll guide them through it. There's a set protocol on how to extract the DNA, how to build the libraries for this. But then, yeah, we'll actually do a sequencing run in the end, which I think is pretty amazing to see for students from any age, to see how this works. Because DNA sequencing is becoming more and more part of all of our lives, not just in the environment, but also in medicine. Any of our biology students, whatever direction they go into, they'll see some DNA sequencing or be in touch with that somehow.
Honestly, my mouth is agape here because a little over 25 years ago, a good friend of mine who was at Vanderbilt was working on sequencing the human genome. Yeah. You know how that project was spread out over, you know, many, many facilities. And here now, 25 years later, students in high school have the ability to analyze microbial metagenome.
Yeah, we made a lot of progress with genome sequencing since then, and it's been accelerating exponentially because it used to be, as you mentioned, about 10 years to sequence a human genome. Now, with the right equipment, you can sequence it in a day, basically, and get results, at least the raw data, in a day. So, yeah, we'll get these sequences overnight. We'll run the sequencer, and the next morning, these students will have the results to play with. There's more bioinformatics to be done and analyzing to be done, but they'll be able to see that as well.
As reports have been coming out regarding the pandemic and specifically the coronavirus, and there are different reports coming out now that some say that that came out of the lab in Wuhan and that type of thing. So that said, are there any type of viruses or microbes or anything that these high schoolers will come in contact with that need certain precautions, and what are those precautions if that is the case?
So we won't work with any pathogens. We won't work with anything that causes diseases. We do take all the precautions in the lab, so students will wear gloves and lab coats and things like that. When we work with any bacteria, we always do this with any microbes, no matter their pathogens or not. But none of these will cause any illness. So these are from the environmental samples. The virus is virus particles that Dr. Moore works with that are safe to handle. So we're not working with anything like COVID or anything that causes disease, obviously, for these students. But we do take lab precautions with everything we do as far as safety.
How many of these camps have you been a part of?
This is our first one like this that we're doing at Bellevue. So this is the first time we're setting this up on this topic, basically.
Are you excited about this?
I'm very excited because some of the results that we get from this fit into a larger project that we do as far as looking at the soil of native areas versus non-native areas as well. So maybe some of that data we can use in our own study projects as well. And I do want to point out that students don't need to have any pre-existing knowledge about this topic. We will train everybody from the beginning with it, so they shouldn't feel like they have to have a science knowledge. Just a healthy interest in science is what we want to see and what we want to feed into that as well.
That's fantastic. The Young Nebraska Scientists Camp, it's June 7th through the 11th. It's for 9th through 12th graders. And any information that you need on that, you can find at news.bellevue.edu. He is Dr. John Kent, and he's going to be hosting these high schoolers at the camp. Dr. Kent, good luck and enjoy yourself.
Thank you very much. I'm sure we will. We'll have fun with it.